This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's 2 plus 2, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Well, it's 4, right? If you know what 2 plus 2 is and you don't understand that there is no conspiracy, there is no illusion, there is no math trick here, then I'm about to enlighten the heck out of you. Just saw a story. Joe Biden's going to, he's Mr. Magnanimous. He's going to give away 25 million doses of one of the different, killer vaccines that's out there. And they said by June, by some other date, end of June or whatever, they said he will give away 80 million doses. Look at Joe, the giver of life, Joey Demento. 844-551-8255. See, it's so popular, this medicine that he's giving away, these different vaccines that's being made, they're so popular that Americans are getting it in droves, right? Which is why they're enticing you. I'm pretty soon they're going to be giving away this shot at every Popeye's chicken in the black community or at Planned Parenthood. It's so popular that he's got 25 million to 80 million doses in storage. That's how popular it is. Mr. Magnanimous, you know what? We are in a shortage over here. We vaccinated all of our black people first. Then we got to our Latinos. Then we got to our women. Then we got to our LGBTQ, giving special interest to the T's before any of the LGBs and Q's. And then we vaccinated all of our Guatemalan midgets. And now we've got a little left over. We've got a little left over, and we want to vaccinate the world. Anybody who needs the vaccination can get it. Did you guys see the second version of The Kingsman, where the billionaire gave away free cell phones? You didn't have any, but nobody had to pay for cell phones. The problem was it killed you. They could put in a code, and your head would explode. Okay? That was the deal. Well, guess what this certainly reminds me of? Truth imitating fiction. When Joe Biden says, hey, look, we've got a surplus. How do you have a surplus of 25 million to 80 million? Your population of adults is like, what, 250 million adults in America? Something like that. That's the population of adults. And you've got 80 million doses to give away. That's a supply chain problem. See, figuring this, you have 250 million adults, and you want 180 million of them to take the shot or whatever, this to get their death shot, the death vaccine. So how many do you produce? Maybe you produce 130, you know, like you ramp up, you say, let's produce 20 million, see how that goes. Then, you know, because that's a big number for manufacturing. And then you go to 40, then finally you go, okay, look, it looks like we're on track. So you're getting feedback from the, quote, sales force. Now, the sales force for the Wu Flu vaccine, of course, is all the fake news social media and the fake news media. This is Zuckerberg saying, hey, if you've got vaccine hesitancy, well, we're not going to let you have anything on. If you died from it, if you got sick from it, if you went blind from it, if you got crippled from it, don't try to put your story on my site because I don't want anybody to know the truth. So that's what he's done. He's done his part to make sure that everybody wants to take it. So what do you make? You make 185 million maybe? Here's what you do, what you typically would do. In manufacturing. And these numbers don't hold completely, but you'll get the gist. If your target market is 200 million people, you might say, let's make, as you scale up, and let's say you get to where you vaccinated 100 million. So you know you got another 100 million, but you've only been doing it in 20 million increments. You might go to 40 next time. And then you might say, well, if I can get a 3% rebate on 40, I'll do 40 again, because you're looking to get your economies of scale. Then you slow it down at the end because you know that you're not going to have as many people, and then you make your last batch of 20. Joe Biden has 25 million now, and he's going to have 80 million to give away, and he hasn't reached peak yet in what he wants to do in America. Do you think Joe Biden would understand anything I just said about supply chain? Or how? Well, Joe, please explain to me. Can you imagine a press conference? They say, well, Joey Demento, could you please explain to us how you have 80 million doses of a vaccine that you can give away? And oh, by the way, what did we pay for that? And how are you going to get the taxpayer? Well, it's for the greater good and all that. Okay, great. So, you know, I'd like the official numbers. How much did you make and how much did you overmake? And why should the public be responsible for what you overmade? You didn't tell us you were going to ship these products overseas and give them away to Africans so you could kill them when you want. Oh, my goodness. This is what this is about. All these vaccines, these guys, what do we have, 4 different manufacturers? Just so you know, this article, he's only giving away one of the... will somebody follow the money on that, please? Some investigative reporter, please tell me how Joe Biden can give away 80 million. Here's what it says. He plans to allocate 75% of unused vaccines through the UN COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program. He unveiled the sharing for the first 25 million doses with the world. He says they plan to share 80 million vaccine doses globally by the end of June. 25% to be kept in reserve for emergencies. What? In case there's a run on it. You know, really? And here's what he writes. As long as this pandemic is raging anywhere in the world, the American people will still be vulnerable. And the United States is committed to bringing the same urgency to international vaccination efforts that we have demonstrated at home. Yep. So, you figure this out. I'm just helping you connect the dots, folks. But this is a ruse. Biggest ruse being perpetrated, and every time they make a statement like this, we need to push back and let people know this is a ruse. From a capitalist point of view, find me a manufacturer who would follow this pattern of manufacturing. Find me anybody. It doesn't exist. Smoke and mirrors, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another Hillary Clinton in the making. This article is from the Federalist. Searchlight New Mexico, an independent investigative nonprofit organization, broke the news that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's office supported using the encrypted messaging app Signal to conceal communications among staff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. See, the Democrats don't want you to see what they're doing when they do it. She's a Democrat. She doesn't want you to know what she's doing, how the crooked nature of her job, her role. See, it's for the greater good. But for the greater good means you can't understand the dirty underbelly of it all, because you might not like it. And in fact, I know you won't like it. And it's going to cause you a little consternation, which means she'd lose her job and a lot of people would be fired and everything. And we'd know what Democrats are up to, which is, for the record, no good. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The potential violations of the New Mexico Public Records Act came to light after the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department, which is overseen by the governor, fired two senior employees who raised concerns over the app's use. So, get this. People that work for the governor said, you know what? We need to be above reproach. we need to have all of our emails show up the way that they should show up. We shouldn't have a server in our bathroom basement worked on by an independent IT guy. No, we should have be on the New Mexico server system with our emails that could pass scrutiny under whatever circumstances. And you know what these people got for playing by the rules? You want to know? Come on, conservatives. You can all play along. It's not trick questions here. They got fired. They got fired for wanting to hold government to a standard. See, we need to find out who those people are, and we need to reward them. We need to say to them, you are the reason that we believe in this democratic republic. Because even though they're Democrats, probably, they said, no, that's not right. There are many of them out there, people. I demonize Democrats. I do, a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. There are some that do have integrity. And what happens is they get corrupted. They aren't willing to lose their job like these. See, those Democrats, those are the ones I want. I don't need them all walking away. I need those that have honor. You know the ones that are leaving California and Massachusetts and Illinois and all these leftist-run states? But they're coming over here. They don't bring honor. They bring the same philosophy, the same mindset. But there's a few of them that come with honor. They say, you know what? I saw the light. Enough is enough. Department leadership then set many of the communications to automatically delete, rendering them forever inaccessible to attorneys, members of the public, and journalists. The nonprofit outlet reported. Searchlight also found that the Office of the Governor and the State's Department of Information Technology supported the system deletion of messages according to emails and policy guidance obtained through an inspection of public records requests. The governor's office itself, Searchlight wrote, instructed staff to regularly delete their messages to circumvent oversight. See, folks, that's not a government that's working for the citizens of New Mexico. That's a government who's trying to cover its search for power and money away from those who would dare stop them. They work for you. And they don't want you to know what they're doing. They're employees who are stealing from you, plotting against you. That's what that is. Every single text message that you send likely qualifies as a transitory record, reads the official guidance. We recommend that you delete all text messages which are transitory records every 10 days. You may delete them more often if you wish. I'll leave you to decide. If you're in New Mexico, you're hearing this, we'd love to help you. I think there should be legislation passed that says if you are on any record, I don't care whether state government, local, whatever, school board, every message you put is recorded for the record, for posterity. That way, everybody's covered. We have the data to do it. It isn't a data issue. It's not a storage issue. Do it. I've already talked to you guys about Fauci being a fraud. There's no credibility. I want to just recap. You have a governor of a state, a Democrat, who wants to cover up the malfeasance of her office through an app. She doesn't want any record of it. You think, I've been to events, you guys will think I'm joking. They have these boxes. You bring your cell phone in, they say, bring your cell phone, you put it inside of a box that cannot let, your cell phone can get no messages, nothing in there, and they lock your box up. They want no record. This is what Democrats do. You think the mafia will search you for a wire? Go to a Democrat event. They got, don't be surprised if they have these machines that'll, let you know that you got a recording device or whatever. They're paranoid. You're paranoid. I say, look, I asked many people. I told them, you need to be living life these days as if everybody has access to everything that you do. That's the safest way to live it. But with Democrats, they make sure of it. They go, oh, no, you're not going to bring in a separate, you know, like you might have a, I'll have two cell phones. I'll give them this one, but I'll have the other. I bet you they have a mechanism that goes, oh, we know you're trying to hide that cell phone. Stop keistering it. Get rid of it. Anyway, here's the point. Democrats have no credibility. This governor has no credibility. Nobody involved. The only people with credibility are the whistleblowers who said this is what they're doing. Dr. Fauci, the fraud. No credibility. I predicted it. I told you he will be found out. No question about it. Facebook, no credibility. We know exactly what they've been doing despite Zuckerberg sitting up there going, oh, it's not what you're doing. No, it's not what you're doing. The media, no credibility. They've been found out to be fake news. We say it now because we know it. It isn't even something as a platitude. It's just part of who they are. It's part of their DNA. They have no credibility. The Biden administration, ridiculed at every level. And it's getting out. It isn't just us saying it. You can see it in mainstream fake news media. Hollywood, no credibility. John Cena is the latest example of that. The Rock before him. These guys want to make movies. They want to make money. They want to be big stars. We just want to sell records. We just want to get chicks. The left is losing, folks. The evidence is clear as the nose on your face. All you got to do is stay attuned, and you will see. And if you're not seeing it, staying attuned, come here. We'll prove it to you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th, the day that the Capitol was attacked. President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows historic progress. Speaking in Delaware, Biden noting more than 2 million jobs have been recovered since he was inaugurated. Former Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee adding,
I think this is a very solid jobs number, but we need it to be bigger.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the numbers were about 100,000 less than what economists were predicting. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is telling private sector businesses to step up their cybersecurity.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
Is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking in New Hampshire on Thursday. The former Vice President saying that he and former President Trump are on friendly terms despite the animosity between the two over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden announces public-private partnership, and Budweiser will buy every American 21 years of age or over a round of beers if they get the vaccine, if we're 70% vaccinated by some time frame. You can get a beer. Joe Biden is leaving no stone unturned. Why don't he just buy all the drunks and alcoholics, you know, get them a meal. Or why don't you just tell all the heroin addicts, you'll get them a shot. Hey, we'll get you a boost. All you got to do is come get you shot, and we'll give you a shot of heroin to go with it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Exposing the Ruse, the Illusions, the Magic Tricks, the Smoke and Mirrors. Because all politics is sleight of hand. It's all sleight of hand. How fast can they pick your pocket and you not know it? I can't believe that they are still offering incentives for a vaccine that they know does the type of damage that it does. And they pretend that it's no big deal. One day after getting the Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine, Everest Romney became sick. 5 days after being vaccinated, the 17-year-old was hospitalized when doctors discovered two blood clots in his brain. Everest's mother, Cherie Romney, told the Children's Health Defense Chairman Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the RFK Jr. The Defender podcast, her son, a varsity basketball player at Corner Canyon High School in Draper, Utah, was a very healthy, athletic child who was in the middle of recruiting season for his school's basketball team. Now the teen can barely walk. Now let me ask you this. You don't know this kid. I don't know this kid. So we're going to speculate, but we're going to speculate together, and we're going to do it using the powers of common sense. I want to walk you through this. Okay? See if you follow, because it's difficult to keep up with common sense. But this is a very well-trained crowd. Do you think that this 17-year-old would have died from Wu Flu had he not gotten the shot? Do, 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 do. Okay, no. I believe you're with me in saying no. He was not in the high risk area of Wu Flu deaths. But the system, Joe Biden, offering beers and other incentives, maybe he decided he wanted to get a college education. I don't know. But his mom, his parents, somebody decided that this Romney kid, probably kin to Mitt, should get the shot. 17-year-old Everest Romney. Well, he won't be climbing Mount Everest anytime soon. They said within 24 hours of getting the vaccine, Everest began experiencing an exorbitant amount of pain and swelling in his neck that originated on the same side he received the vaccine. Cherie, took her son to the pediatrician who diagnosed the teen with a pulled muscle and placed him in a neck brace. Now, I don't want to get all up in the doctor's business, but that's, he really missed this one, right? Anyway, the doctor was pretty dismissive, said Sherry. We were sent home. But within 24 hours of the doctor's visit, Everest got one of the worst migraines he's ever had. It lasted nonstop for several days before Cherie took her son to the emergency room. Everest, who's since been released and is in stable condition, was diagnosed with having two cases of cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, a rare type of blood clot that prevents blood from draining out of the brain. Sherry's husband, who received the Moderna vaccine, had a similar adverse reaction. He was hospitalized with pulmonary infarction and lost about a fourth of his lung permanently. Well, let's get the other kids vaccinated, Sherry. Why don't we? An X-ray revealed he had over 100 blood clots in his lungs, she said. He has since been released and is in stable condition. Now, you guys know the story. My mother died of a blood clot. So if you think you better hold me down with dudes stronger than an elephant if you think you're going to poke me with that needle. It's not going to happen. Sherry told Kennedy she's not anti-vaccine. However, she encourages others to weigh the rewards against the potential risk when deciding whether or not to get the vaccine. Here's what she said. I think there are some people who would be tempted to think I'm a massive anti-vaxxer or to dismiss my message. It really is just that we have to gather all the information. You may not know enough right now. We may not be distributing it safely right now, especially if they're distributing it to children. Well, have any of us said anything about this? This is exactly our message. Is that you don't know enough. But what's the government doing? It's safe and effective. It's 99.9%. It's like the number of bacteria that Lysol kills. It's 99.9% effective in killing all germs except those that we don't know about. This thing is nowhere near in the 90% effective. It's a placebo that can hurt you in ways that you've never even imagined. And forget what it does initially. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, I'm just getting over. I caught Wu Flu, as you guys know. I don't know what time. It was roughly, I don't know, it's been 6-7 months ago. I'm just losing that resonant, that shaky feeling that I had that prevented me from really being able to work out, etc. I'm just getting back my lung capacity. I'm just getting all this stuff back. And that's from getting the flu itself, which, by the way, as you know, was designed in a lab in Wuhan, China. So the Wu Flu did a number on me because it is a biological weapon that was meant to debilitate, if not kill me. And I'm too strong. Strong like bull. It didn't do it. But if you think I'm going to take a shot and get reintroduced to something and get all these other things that they want to put in there, you are out of your ever-loving mind. It will not happen. And now that I know the blood clot implications, I don't know why my mother died of a blood clot. But that's enough to traumatize a kid. When I hear blood clot, what do you think I think? You ever had somebody that had a family member die of cancer or some other disease? What do you think they think when they hear of that disease or that thing that took their parent out? They think exactly what I think. I don't want to go down that road. I'm not going to go out like that. I don't know how God's going to take me, but it won't be like that. Well, not from taking the shot. So she's right. But the story is even more complex because you have government agencies, you have businesses mandating it, which are going to end up in trouble. You have colleges and universities saying you can't come to our school unless you take a shot for something that doesn't kill 99.999% of you students. And the side effects of the shot itself would be far worse. But you can't come to our college unless you take the shot. That makes no sense at any level. So they did this thing in Ohio. You guys are aware of this. Vax-a-million, they call it. Governor DeWine He said Vax-a-Million exceeded wildest expectations. This is where they said, we're going to play the lottery, and you can win millions of dollars if you get the vaccine. They said new data seems to show that the rise in vaccinations has begun to taper off after the initial wave. Although the first winner was announced on May 24th, a news release from the Ohio Department of Health indicates that the policy may be generating diminishing returns. Do I need to give you smoke and mirrors? Illusion? If everybody wants a shot, if they believe in it, etc., why do you have to play the lotto to get it? Why do you have to play the lotto for people to want to do it? And even when they do play the lotto, you know what happens? People go, If you're going to make, first of all, if you're playing the lotto with a shot with your health, you're an idiot. Because you have as much chance of winning that as you do winning the regular lotto. But your losses will be incalculable. Like that 17-year-old kid who can't play basketball any longer because he took the shot. So they said, with the release of the claim that the Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans 16 and older by more than 28%, further analysis of the data shows this claim to be less impressive in context. While Ohio vaccinations increased 28% from May 14 to 17, the increase happened only after a 25% decrease from May 7 to the 10th. Now, 25% decrease is almost, I mean, it's well above the numbers that they're talking about. Well above. So, it wasn't, it's, to call it an increase is a statistical, I mean, you're playing with statistics. It's a statistical illusion. When asked about the disparity, they said the increase in vaccinations since the announcement indicates that the drawings have been an impactful incentive in creating momentum. It's a lie. It doesn't work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Over what's happened with this whole Wu Flu thing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Fauci's a fraud. He's been exposed as that, and that's a good thing because it validates everything we've been saying about this guy for quite some time, and it also validates President Trump. I only wish Trump had fired him, but maybe this worked out for the better. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So you've got this conspiracy, this big cabal. People should be in prison for getting people to take a shot that they don't need. That's causing all kinds of devastation, devastating impact. Some that people don't even know about. And if you're a real conspiracy theorist, which doesn't mean a bad thing. That might be a badge of honor one day to say, yes, I was an early version of a conspiracy theorist. But if you're a conspiracy theorist, you might even believe that there's something sinister attached to this COVID vaccine the way that the governments are pushing it. Governments, not just ours. In February, Facebook announced that it expanded its list of false claims it would remove from its platform, including the additional debunked statements about the Wu flu, that the Wu flu was man-made or manufactured. That's what they wrote at the time, that they will take you off the platform. They will remove anything that supposedly made the statement that Wu flu was man-made or manufactured. And now we know it was man-made and manufactured in Wuhan, China. More ties to the virus have been discovered, and this one they say is just as explosive because it involves the CEO of Moderna. The very person who is supposed to help stop this scamdemic has direct financial ties to the Wuhan lab. It's pretty convenient. Stephanie Bancel, the current CEO of Moderna, they say, has a dark and shady past that includes questionable involvement with Communist China and its bioweapons programs. Independent journalist Jordan Schachtel released a series of tweets explaining how Bancel used to be the CEO of a company called BioMérieux, which was founded by Alain Mérieux, a personal friend of the Chinese president Xi Jinping. Mérieux helped build a level 4 biosafety lab in Wuhan where the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, is believed to have originated. Now, considering Moderna had a, quote, vaccine ready and waiting when the Chinese Communist Party first publicized the gene sequence for the China virus, Schachtel believes that the company deserves more scrutiny for its clear connections to the Chinese regime. This is in Natural News, Life Natural News or something like that. If you want to read this story, it's not me making it up. They said prior to the scamdemic, Moderna had brought a total of 0 products to market. I want you to think about that. 0. This company went from nothing to being worth billions of dollars. Then the Wu flu comes along and poof, a miracle mRNA, it's a messenger RNA injection, was already available and ready for emergency use authorizations from the FDA and the rest of the global pharmaceutical cabal, this person writes. Prior to my mRNA vax, Moderna was on its way to becoming the next Theranos, Schachtel tweeted. Now, if you don't know what Theranos is or Theranos, I watched a story about this. This is a fraudulent company that a lady by the name of Elizabeth Holmes created, a feminist entrepreneur, and they got global spotlight on this company. They were going to have a revolutionary product that could do blood analysis, and they were going to deploy this thing at every CVS and Walgreens, and it was junk technology. Junk. And they did a whole expose on her, how she mimicked, she talked like this, she talked very low and very deliberate. And I didn't even realize this, but one of my friends who's into body language analysis said, yeah, a lot of women do that. They lower their voices because it's more manly, and they feel like they can get more control of things if they speak like a man. And you have to watch your interview. Watch the show. It was complete smoke and mirrors. It was a joke. And you know why people took her seriously? By the way, you gotta see it, but her handler was an older guy, and he was instructing her how to do it, and she was just scamming. The biggest names on the planet were buying into this thing. It was going to be this universal blood analyzer. I don't remember the details, but just Google Theranos. You'll see what I'm talking about. Everybody bit, hook, line, and sinker. Scam artist, worse than Hillary Clinton. He goes on, Moderna had billions of dollars in fundraising thanks to hype, but no functioning products. This is what Schachtel added about Moderna, highlighting parallels to the Theranos fiasco. He says, we are now supposed to believe Moderna solved it, the China virus pandemic, in a matter of hours after a decade of failures. I swear, folks, the more you learn about these people and what they do, the more you, it just gets under my skin. Everything's an angle. I don't know this, but I would be willing to bet you dollars to dog turds that these people are all leftists and intertwined with one another in ways their kids will be born with three heads. It's so incestuous over there. And then we learn more news about this Wu flu toxins. They tell us to listen to the scientist, the pro-vaccine scientist. I started writing about this. It's insanity to watch this stuff. They tout science a lot. And what's funny is their views are so antithetical to actual science. The science of the Wu flu numbers manipulated at every turn. I mean, then when we get to these cures, people begin to recognize the game. Like when they said, oh, you know, pregnant women, you know, this is not going to harm pregnant women. Even the dumbest leftist knows the gestation period of a baby. 9 months. You brought out something in a year and you want to tell me it's been thoroughly tested. I already talked about Facebook strategizing against vaccine hesitancy. And had it not been for a whistleblower, Facebook would have said we didn't do anything wrong. And now we're finding out more about these deadly vaccines from a self-described pro-vaccine scientist named Dr. Byron Bridle, a viral immunologist, associate professor of university in Ontario, Canada. Unlike Fauci, he actually knows the science. And he relayed research about the experimental Wu flu vaccines that he admitted was scary. That was his word. In a collaboration between Bridle and other international scientists and the Japanese regulatory agency, new cutting-edge and peer-reviewed research revealed a horrific discovery. Spike protein used in the experimental jab on people all over the world can be deadly. And he did an interview about it, and he's saying, These spike proteins are creating their own ecosystem of deadly stuff inside of your body. You don't know when it's going to take you out. Here's what somebody wrote. Herd immunity doesn't come from vaccinations. This is the new lie. There must be another reason politicians are pushing vaccines so hard. It's definitely not because they care about us or our health. I hope people finally realize that. There must be something else driving them. And this guy, Dr. Bridle, has said, you know what? We might have screwed up. Can't take it back, folks. If you got it, it is what it is. But I hope you can at least see the breadcrumbs here. And don't let your kids get it. You know, make sure that the friends that are contemplating this get some sort of information from you. And I don't push it on anybody. One of my best friends and his family got the shot because his brother-in-law died from it. And he said, you know, we wanted family to feel comfortable. Okay, fine. I'm not going to be mad at you. But I hope I don't lose a good friend in a few years because we just don't know. And I don't trust this government. I don't think you do either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.